hearing. Lift up your voices and praise to the Lord.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. O, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. We welcome our guests this morning and are grateful and blessed that you can join us on this special day as we celebrate the Lord's establishment of this local church 20 years ago. We also particularly remember and are grateful for those who preceded many of us, those who the Lord used to bring about the beginnings of this local body under the guidance of Pastor Otero and his fidelity to biblical teaching. We are thankful that Pastor and Mrs. Otero have returned safely from vacation and are with us again today. To help us celebrate this day, we are blessed with the company of a great friend of Bethel Baptist Church, Pastor Jack Van Dyken. Pastor Van Dyken will bring the message this morning from God's Word, the Epistle to the Hebrews. We thank our Lord for restoring Pastor Van Dyken to good health once again, so that he can continue to, in his fashion, which we've observed, unashamedly proclaim the gospel whenever and wherever he goes, as he has for more than 50 years, in many circumstances, as a bomber pilot, as a supervising Air Force chaplain, as a pastor, and a teacher. Directly following this service, we will continue our celebration at the Golden Oaks Restaurant in Morgan Hill. And you should have received a map in your invitation that would enable you to get there. If you don't have one, just ask and we'll be happy to get you there. Now, no other activities are scheduled for this afternoon. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 22, verses 22, 23, and 25. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him, all ye seed of Jacob. Glorify him and fear him, all ye seed of Israel. Thee in the great congregation, I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The choir will now bring us a special anthem for this special day.
Thank you. the Bible stands. Though the hills may tumble, the Bible stands. Though the earth may shatter and crumble, I will plant my feet on a sure foundation. Though all around is sinking sand, the Bible stands.
Find a mighty rock undaunted in the raging storms of time.
The Bible stands eternal. Like a mountain high in towers, far above the works of men, it has never been refuted, forever it shall stand. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, the Bible stands.
Let us stand now as we sing all the verses of hymn number 1, O Worship the King.
Yeah.
20 years ago, I wrote in my little car and put them in my wallet my goal to start the church. That all the people of the earth, praise Solomon, may know that the Lord is God and that there is none else. And after 20 years, we are grateful for the radio ministry, the tape ministry, the CD ministry, and especially you can go anywhere in the world and turn to the internet, even in a booth, in a coffee shop. I don't drink coffee, just internet. And listen to Bethel Baptist Church broadcast. Let's pray together. Father, we come today with great joy before thy presence. 20 years ago, we have a goal. That Jesus may be known. And in spite of our imperfections, because of your mercy and because of your grace, many, many people have come to this church and found Jesus and left to other places. And we are so glad that you, as a sovereign God, have chose to save those who are yours. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you commit into our hands the desire to preach Jesus and Jesus alone. Thank you, Father, that our church was designed to make the name of God glorified and the name of our high priest highly exalted, so that people around the world may know that there is a Savior, that there is a way out of hell. And the name of that person that will bring us out of hell is Jesus and Jesus alone. We are thank you, Father, that among many other ministries, you gave us missionaries who have the same mind that we have. Fred and Carol Lewis, now in Siberia, installed last week there. Father, bless them as they teach the Russian people. And then in turn, these Russian students in the seminary will go and teach others the gospel. Carol and Ruth Knott, now in Sevilla, Spain. Oh God, we pray that you bless them as they start another ministry after 16 years of work in Huasca, Spain. Father, for Eusebio and Maritza Perez, and the beautiful area of Benalmadena in Spain. Bless them, Lord, as they plant the new church in a new place. For Martha Peretti, as she is now back in Argentina with the ministry of those who have drugs problems and with the ministry of the seniors ladies in the church. Oh, bless her. Give her strength and vision, not only to share her works that she produces with her hands, but also the thoughts of Jesus, our Lord. And Lord, locally, you have given us Ruben and Irene Zachert in Lodi. And as they grow, Father, we pray that they may remain faithful to thy word. For Daniel Lacey, today in Orlando, Lord, in Florida, doing a week work with the motor racing cars and NASCAR race and another races. Oh, Father, as a chaplain, bless him as he assists those in injury situations, as he share the gospel with the families in chapel. Bless him in that area and keep Miriam in your hands, oh Father. And then, Lord, for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center. Here we have in Morning Hill and in Gilroy a light that will help those in a special need. And then for the Christian Athletic Association, that we take those youngsters in the streets and in San Jose. And Father, they have sport tournaments with a special invitation that there is a God who controls everything and who does everything. Lord, we are grateful for our tape ministry. We are grateful for our CD ministry. We are grateful for those who listen in the tape and pass the tapes to others. We are grateful for our radio ministry, for the people in KKMC. They are so gracious that and 7 years of ministry of radio, they never raised the price. We thank you, Lord, for the friendship and for the warm moments that we spent together with the people of KKMC. And now with the people of KKXX and Chico. And Lord, who knows how many other stations. But Father, more and most for the internet. Because I get calls from Oregon, from Minnesota, from Japan, from Italy, from different places, with questions about you, O God. Thank you, Father, that you are the inventor of the internet. Thank you, Lord, that you gave man the ability to discover things you created so that we can broadcast the gospel everywhere. And so, Father, we are grateful for the church and this community in Morgan Hill. And we are grateful for the other churches around us. And we pray for them that they too may grow and preach the gospel strongly so that the city of Morgan Hill, San Martin, Gilroy, South San Jose may receive the blessings of a true gospel preaching so that a revival may be experienced in the area. And I pray for myself and for other pastors that we may remain holy men of God, faithful to you in our lifestyle and in our preaching. And Lord, we are thankful also, and I'm personally thankful for my wife, who has stood with me every moment in every sense of these 20 years. She denied herself to many things because I did have a double ministry, radio and church. But she remained faithful, never complaining, but rather encouraging. And today, publicly, I want to thank you, Father, for her. Now bless us as we continue in fellowship, because we're going to talk about Jesus. And I'm grateful that my good friend, Pastor Van Dyken, a giant in the hands of God, is with us today. And Jesus, we thank you, Father, thanking also for the continuous provision that you have given us in 20 years. Lord, there are people here sitting in the auditorium that helped us 20 years ago when we bought this place. And we paid them back. And they are here, that they extended us a hand of mercy to us in a moment of need. I'm thankful for those who have given beyond their means so that we can have a ministry like this. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 1 through 14. If you didn't bring a Bible, there's a Bible provided for you in the pew, and you'll find today's reading on page 710. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 1 through 14. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar, whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray together. Our Father, we have come to worship and praise you and express our gratitude and love and thank you for all that you have done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have come to hear Pastor Van Dyken's exposition of the Scriptures that we may gain further understanding of the truth that sets us free. We are comforted by the promise that you will never leave us nor forsake us, and that the Lord Jesus does not change. We ask you to strengthen our faith so that we may be like those who have gone before us, who inherited the promises through enduring faith. Strengthen us to keep his commandments as the Lord Jesus directed, and that we may do thy will, Father, as we hunger and thirst after righteousness. We pray now for your servant, our brother, Pastor Jack Van Dyken, as he comes again to declare the good news of your salvation. Bless him and guide his teaching from your written word. Give us understanding that we may add to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and lead us into obedience to your word. We pray for the unconverted wherever they are listening, whether on the radio, CD, tape, or internet, that through the gift of faith, they would believe the gospel and entrust their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved from condemnation and judgment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. And will you come, Pastor Van Dyken?
What a joy it is to be here with you wonderful people. Smile on your face and salvation in your life. What a wonderful thing. And I've enjoyed every time I had the opportunity to come here. I'm so happy that on this very special occasion, the 20th anniversary of our church here, that I have the opportunity to come here also to be with you and rejoice in God's marvelous and wonderful keeping power. Our scripture is found in that portion of scripture which was read, and our text is found there in that 8th verse. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. What a tremendous, wonderful statement that God's word comes to us. We undoubtedly read this over many times and see it, and we say, oh, what a comfort that is. But there's many other things that are involved in this scripture. As we study it, we shall know. Today we celebrate God's blessing for 20 years that he has blessed us in so many marvelous ways so that we could have a church, that we have a voice here, so that we could testify to our neighbors and to those in our area and then throughout all the world, as Dr. Otero has told us, of the simple, wonderful, plain salvation message. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now the wonderful thing is that this is our church. And yet even though it's our church, it is Christ's church. Let us never forget that. It is Christ's church. We'll notice and turn with me to Matthew the 16th chapter. Matthew the 16th chapter, the 18th verse, where it tells us about that glorious, marvelous realization of what the church really means to God. and to us too. And we read there in that 18th verse, and I'll read just part of it. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let me read that again, the latter part of that 18th verse. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Jesus said this. This is his church. Isn't that wonderful? It is wonderful in another sense in that he is here. He is here with us today. We are not just those who are here because we want to be a fellowship. No, we're here because we want to be in Christ's church, which he has established. The church has always had its adversaries throughout all of the time. Jesus established the church. And ever since that time, the devil has done everything he could to destroy the church. But no one, the devil, nor angels, nor anything, can destroy Christ's church. For he promised us that he would be with us in the church until he returns. And then he will take us with all of his people, all of those who are the elect, all of those who are the saved, to be with him in heaven. That's the glorious, wonderful promise that we have of a church. A church is not just another organization. This is God speaking here to the world. And it is you as partners with God in this glorious, wonderful message. But look out. Look out if you try to do away with the church. We read in a portion of God's word, when he reminds us of this, and turn again with me, will you, to our scripture text, the 12th chapter, the 29th verse of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the 29th verse of Hebrews. These wonderful things which God speaks, and yet they're awful things for those who would try to destroy the church of God. For it says here, for our God is a consuming fire. People who try to disturb or destroy the church have to face that God. And that's an awful thing to even think about that. The church belongs to God, but it belongs to you. And you belong to him. You know, throughout life we have some wonderful things. Some of the things that we have that we enjoy so much is the love that we have with our fellow Christians and our fellow loved ones, a wife or a husband. And it's so good to be able to know that we have people who to whom we belong and to whom they belong. And of all of these organizations and groups and whatever it is, the Church of Jesus Christ is the greatest. God has established a church here 20 years ago, Bethel Baptist Church, and it has not changed. It is still here. The thing that I mean when I say it has not changed, because it has the unchangeable message. And that's why it still is here. Other churches have come and gone, closed their doors, but Bethel is still here. What a wonderful thing that is to realize that. And that's because it's not just a wonderful group of people, which you are, with an outstanding pastor, but it is God's church. And so, as we look at that, we realize that God's church cannot be changed. It may not be changed. And that's why we are speaking this morning on our unchangeable message. Because God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to look at that, what it means when it speaks about yesterday. First of all, we need to know it's speaking about God, Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Speaking about him, which is beyond our conception. We know of everything in our life has a beginning, it has an end. And that which is without a beginning, we do not understand. And that which is without an end, we do not understand. So when it speaks about here, Jesus Christ, himself. And it says in those wonderful words, Jesus Christ the same yesterday. What does he mean when he says yesterday? Well, it goes beyond the concept that you and I may have. Yesterday was when we did something at home, or yesterday we did other things, or maybe yesterday way, way back we had some great things that happened. But that isn't what we hear when we read about Jesus Christ the same yesterday. It is a glorious realization that Jesus Christ has always been. He has always been. That we don't understand either. No beginning, no end. The whole concept of us, each one of us, is that we are born, we live, and we die. We have a beginning, we have an end. And so when we talk about Jesus Christ, we can't understand this, but we realize this, and to us it is such a great and marvelous promise. Jesus Christ has always been, and he will always be the same. People are so changeable. We ourselves are. One time we think this way, another time we think that way, because we're human beings. But God is always the same, because he is God, and Jesus is God. Read what it says in Ephesians. Turn with me, will you, for a moment to Ephesians, the first chapter, where it speaks about the time when we do not even understand, as we said a little while ago, that we don't know what the beginning is and what the end is. But if we look in Ephesians, the first chapter, we read there in verse 3 and 4, listen to this. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And here, listen to this. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. Before the foundation of the world. This we don't understand either, except that we do realize that the foundation of the world refers to the world in which we live, when God created the world. That's what we find here. God created the heavens and the earth, but God always was. And so there was a starting point for this creation here on earth. And God was there before that. And when we think of that, God was there when? Way, eons before. And there's no way of being able to describe that type of a existence. He made the stars. He put them in places, the millions of stars all over. He sees that there are seasons. They put in our calendars, spring begins, and it's and summer ends, and this happens and that happens. It's all in the hand of the Lord. He regulates that so very carefully. If we had to regulate it, we might decide that we want it a week later or a month later, but God does it all. He does it by the weather that he creates and all of the rest. This is our God. But the wonderful thing is that we read that the Holy Spirit, because we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit was there also. And the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus had something very important to do. And that was to choose you to be his own. That's what the scripture just said. To choose you. Isn't that a thrilling thing? Let's read that again. What a wonderful thing. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. And let me tell you another thing. We celebrate the 20th year, the anniversary of this wonderful church. You know when it was determined that there would be a church 20 years ago? Jesus Christ. Everything is in his hand. Everything. The sparrow does not fall down, Jesus says, without the recognition and realization of God, Everything is in his hands. And it was God's will 20 years ago to start Bethel Baptist Church. And we think of that. Isn't that wonderful? And he chose certain people that would be part of that church. Oh, you and I say, well, we heard a wonderful message by Dr. Otero, and we came down here, and we met him, and we met these marvelous people here, and so we decided that this would be our church. Yes, but you know, God did that way ahead of time. That's beyond our understanding, but Scripture indicates this. Jesus Christ the same yesterday. This is what we're talking about, yesterday. That yesterday which was forever way back there. And the thrill of that wonderful thing is that God brought this fold together. And just as he says, don't mess with my church, so he says that today too. Oh, there are things that can happen all around the world, which are terrible things that happen. I was reading just recently from a little booklet, The Battle for the Chinese Bible. What a wonderful testimony this was, telling me that the years of when communism came to China, that the Bibles were burned wherever they could be, find anyone. But there was the underground church that kept on living. The church was still there. It was Christ's church, and Christ had established it. And today it is growing again. And Bibles again are brought throughout all of China. Nothing comes by accident with God. Isn't that wonderful? Nothing. You and I talked about accidents, but that's within the scope of we human beings. But when you realize that God holds your hand each day, and that's why we begin a morning by our morning prayer, in which we talk to our God about that which is so important. We need him to walk with us. Watch my lips, Lord. Watch my mind. Watch my feet where I go. And protect me and guide me in your way. Sometimes we feel pretty much alone in this world. Some of you who are young haven't experienced that, but some of you are old and know that. And there's various things, and I don't want to go into detail, but you can feel very, very much alone. But you're never alone if you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I want to say something special to those who are listening to us on the radio. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can be awful lonely in this world. But if you have him, whether you happen to be sick and in a rest home or wherever you might be listening to the radio, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Everybody else may forsake you and you may feel alone. But Jesus Christ never forsakes you because he is the same yesterday and today and forever. Read what we read, what we have in Romans 8:28, this glorious, wonderful promise that all things are made for our eternal good. God did not only choose you to be his child, not only choose you that you would make a profession of faith, that you would be converted, but that he would watch over you even when the way is very rough and tough. Listen what it says in Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good. Listen who it's for. To them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. What a wonderful promise. Let's read that again. And we know that all things work together for our good. To them that love God. To them that are the called according to his purpose. And that even means when you break a hand, arm or a leg or a foot, when you have other things happen to you, when you lose your money or other things, all of these things for a child of God have a purpose and a meaning, because they're all things that God is using to prepare you for that day when he either will come back in the clouds of glory, and you and I will be caught up to be with him, changed in the twinkling of an eye, or when someone lays us into the grave, we will be the same child of God forever. And all of the things that happened to us were aimed at one point, even though we didn't understand it, even though it might have hurt us very much physically and emotionally. God uses all of these things to bring us to Him and to keep us there. That is glorious. Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and forever. Because He was not only our Lord and Savior, He was a founder of the church. By giving Him the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit gives to us through the work of the church too. And that all has its purpose. And so God, in a very wonderful way, worked out all of these things. But you know another thing? I want you to know something. It may even surprise a very wonderful man and his wife here. But before the foundation of the world, God chose Dr. Otero as your pastor. That's right. Oh, you chose him. You asked for him. You're loyal to him and to his wife and to the program. But God chose him. You know, if we choose, we can change our mind. Or we can get rid of. You're not going to get rid of Dr. Otero. Because God put him where he is. And God rules over him. You know, that's a wonderful thing. So God gives him through the Holy Spirit the message of salvation. What a terrific God we have. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. What a good God. There are those who do not want to talk about predestination, election, God's choosing, and all of that. God, the sovereignty of God. But that's one of the most glorious ways that we as Christians are totally enclosed in God's marvelous love that He had before the foundation of the world. Oh, what a wonderful privilege we have. But He is not only the Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, yesterday, but today, right now. Christ is ours. What a marvelous and glorious thing we have. Turn with me again to our scripture in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, the 9th verse. Hebrews, the 13th chapter, the 9th verse, where we read these words. Be not carried about with divers and strangers' doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established with grace, not with meats and not with that which not profiteth them that have occupied therein. We are here to do God's word and to do God's will. And so it's a very remarkable thing. Oh, when a city has been in a place and established for 30 or 50 or 100 years, they have the bands marching up and down the street and people cheering. That will come and go. But Christ's church will never go because He has established. Jesus Christ the same today. And we are warned by Scripture that we must keep His commandments. And we must obey Him, and we must love Him, and we must be those who are the missionaries, the ministers, the representatives of His. And that is what Bethel Church has been. The Son of God in heaven calls us to Him, knowing that we walk with Him each step of the way. Oh yes, He called you. He chose you before the foundation of the world. But now when you came on earth, He just didn't let you go. And you know one of the things He did for you? He gave you a church. You hear this choir sing so beautifully again. Good leadership. Hear the piano playing so lovely. Each one of you as you sing God's praises. God did all of that, and He's doing it now. And so you've got something to rejoice in as God gives you this, the 20th year. He has not changed. He is in heaven and He cares for you. He looks after you. We read in, turn with me now to 1 Peter 5, the 7th verse. where Peter, in a wonderful way, says something there that we need to remember, that God is with us today, not only yesterday, but he's with us today. And we read there, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now your mother, father, your husband or wife, or loved ones, or your government can say that we take care of you, we look after you. And those things aren't for sure ever. We know this. They aren't for sure. Things change, human things. But listen what he says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And that's not a temporary thing. He cares for you right now. He not only cares for you in the sense that he loves you and keeps you, but that he increases your faith and prepares you to be with him in glory. What a priceless privilege this is to know that Jesus Christ is today. He's here right now with us in the Holy Spirit. And he cares for his church, this church today, and he will for tomorrow. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, the 25th verse, will you look at that again? Where it speaks at the about two things, but I want the second part to be an emphasis. Ephesians 5:25, where he says something to you and I, but also to each one of us. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now a husband may say, or a wife may say, I'll die for you, honey. Or someone else may say this for you. But Jesus Christ died for us. He died for this church because it is his church. Do you see the significance? This isn't just some passing thing that happened. I'm so glad that I have the opportunity to be able to come here and rejoice with you. 20 years. God said, this is my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, what a wonderful and glorious thought. But God gave himself in Christ Jesus for you and for me, and thus for all of his church. That same Christ loves that church today and is blessing the church throughout all the world, wherever it is. And that's such a wonderful thing. The same Christ that chose us and died for us also cares for us now and will until he takes us to be with him. Because he cared for us already before the foundation of the world. Listen to this verse, which was the 5th verse. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will never leave thee. We just read that scripture. I will never leave thee. Never. Nor will I forsake thee. Thank God. He is the God of yesterday, but today. And he stays with us always. In the middle of the night when you may feel lonely, or when you're far away from home, or when you worry like others do, about flying in an airplane or whatever it else is. They have a reason to worry. And I'm not talking just about those who would destroy airplanes and do all of these things. But they have a reason to be afraid because they don't have, unless they know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I wish I had the money like some rich pastors have. And fly to Mexico and But he didn't walk and he didn't take that Lincoln either. He went by plane because he knows God cares for him. Isn't that wonderful? And I'm not being paid by the aircraft companies either to tell you don't worry about it. No, you're in his hand. I can't say that for the rest of the people who aren't Christians. But I surely can for those who love the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus is at the right hand of God now. He's there, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he's said this before he left, I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. And then he said to his disciples, as he says to us, and whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. What a glorious realization. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's never going to be a change. He's never going to back out on the plan of salvation. He's not going to change it. He's not going to change the promises he makes to you for everlasting life. Christians, what a God we have. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Another part that we don't understand, forever and ever. And he'll watch over us throughout eternity. Christ's promise is a promise which is faithful. We do not have to worry about it. And turn with me, will you, to James, the second chapter. James, the second chapter, where it talks about what we actually are. When you get to heaven, you're just not going to be another one of the million people or however many that Christ will have up there. But you are going to be an owner of heaven because you are an heir, H-E-I-R, with Christ Jesus. An heir with Christ Jesus. Read in James 2, the fifth verse. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, as heirs? He's talking about you and me. And you don't have to have $1 million and build a great big cathedral to get to heaven. All you have to do is be a child of God, and you are an heir, and heirs of the kingdom which he has promised them. He's promised that to you. Oh, each one of us like to make promises, and we do. And sometimes we can't carry them out. No such thing with God. No such thing with Jesus Christ. Now that's the salvation that is a joy to be able to proclaim. That's the salvation that's wonderful for you to have. And you can stop and talk to people wherever it might be and tell them about Jesus Christ. I like the program that you have here. Not only of the radio, not only the internet, but also of the other programs that you have and what you also have in bringing Bibles to those who don't have Bibles. What a wonderful thing. This is God's Word, and how marvelous it is. His church has given us many promises, and Christ is the head of the church, and he will say that. When Bethel Baptist Church was formed 20 years ago, God says, this is my church. This is my church. And these will be my people. And this will be my pastor. And this will be my pastor's wife. And all the family. You know, we don't go by some haphazard plans that people make. No, we go by God's plans. And that's such a marvelous thing, because we are not always so very faithful to all of our promises, nor to all of the plans. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and he will be that way forever. You don't ever have to worry about that. It's wonderful that the church which God had planned 20 years ago, he's blessing today and will bless even more abundantly. But he's coming back. He's coming back. Because he said he wants you to be with him. And if you and I are still living, his church will be in full swing. His preachers will still be preaching. His children will still be telling everyone about him. And we'll still be talking with him. And we will still be confessing his name. And so we can say, come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. And as you get a couple years older, and a few more times when they pull your heart out and do something to it, in surgery. You get to realize, Lord, come on and get me. I'm ready. But the thing is, he says that to all of you, and you can say it to him. Because all things are settled for this world and in the world to come. We don't play with temporary salvation. We don't play with a spirit of God which comes and then leaves us, but with one that is forever. Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and forever, and that's right now. You can promise people eternal life. You can't promise them that they'll win the lottery. Excuse me, God, for even using that word, because that's a thing of the devil. No, you work for a living. That is nothing but stealing money from people for various other things and have people hope for other things. No, I've got something better. Not me, but this word of God's got something better. His promises that $1 million or whatever you could have earned or won cannot get you to heaven. It's only through Jesus Christ. And that's the unchangeable message. That's the message that was begun in this church. That is the message that has been preached for 20 years. And by the grace of God will continue to be preached, because it's the only way of salvation. Let me just tell you something. There are other churches that are 10 times bigger than this. Some of them maybe 100 times bigger than this. And they have beautiful cathedrals and all of this. But I don't know about the preaching in all of them. I know about the preaching here. I know about what you can believe. I know what is proclaimed here. It's the unchangeable message. And God gives that to you. Jesus Christ, be thankful for this. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Our Father, we thank you. Oh God, you're so wonderful that you loved the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We so are so thankful, Father, that we have a message, the greatest of all messages. Bless your people here. Bless those who will be listening in and those who will hear this message in other ways. And from time to time, when we have the opportunity to talk to people about it, may we tell them the unchangeable message. Bless our pastor and his wife and each one here. And we thank thee for our choir. We thank thee for our deacons. And we thank you for each one who is a worker here. To thy name's honor, glory, and praise. Amen.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shame. Lord, unto me.
pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings are mine with ten thousand beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness.
Father, this has been a remarkable and wonderful meeting today with the words of God reminding us that Jesus Christ is the same. For 1,040 Sundays, we keep on preaching Jesus is our Savior. The Bible, and the Bible alone, is our book. And God alone can save. And as we have reminded us through the song, God is faithful. Father, we have a thankful heart for you. Thank you for your faithfulness. We know that we are imperfect. We know that we have failed. But you have no fail. And so we are thankful. Thank you, Father, for Pastor Van Dyken, and for his life was a reflection of your faithfulness. His message had not failed because of your message. And now, Father, as we plan to recall the moments that make us so precious, bless us together, members of the church and friends of the church and people who have come from far away who love us. Oh God, bless us in the moment that follows, that we may be reminded ourselves that you are God, and because you are God, we are blessed. In Jesus we pray. Amen.